With sport, here's Barry Guy.
The international career of 40-year-old Andrea Hansen continues after being named in the New Zealand triathlon team for this year's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Formerly Andrea Hewitt, she is one of six athletes named, including four who competed at last year's Olympics, led by bronze medalist Hayden Wild. Hansen had a daughter last year and says while she's been working towards this, she is still a bit surprised with her selection.
After having a baby, I knew I wanted to get fit again, and that was just the goal at the beginning, and like not knowing how that was going to go. It worked out really well, and I got pretty fit pretty fast, so I went for it and went to the qualifying races, and here I am.
The Western Force captain Ian Pryor says recovery will be key before Saturday night's clash with the Hurricanes, which they must win to have a chance of reaching the Super Rugby finals. Last night's 48-28 bonus point win over Moana Pacifica at Mount Smart Stadium lifted the Force to ninth, 3 points behind the Highlanders, ahead of this weekend's last round of regular season games.
Recover. That's about the only thing we can do. Bit of travel tomorrow. Can't wait to get back home in front of our home crowd and give ourselves the best chance possible to try and sneak into the finals there.
New Zealand paddler Alicia Hoskins is excited to be leading Dame Lisa Carrington in a boat and is hopeful it will result in some big things. The pair competed together for the first time in winning bronze in the K2 500 at last weekend's World Cup regatta in the Czech Republic. They'll race together again in Poland this weekend. And 22-year-old Hoskins says she's grateful to be the stroke for a legend like Carrington.
It is a new combo and we are figuring out as we go because it's Lisa's first time in the second seat for a really long time and I haven't stroked Lisa for a really long time, so we're learning but we're also finding ways to use our speed.
Canadian 14th seed Denis Shapovalov was the highest seed of all today at the French Open, while Frenchman Joe Wilfried Tsonga's 18-year career came to an end with a first-round loss. And the BBC has apologised to viewers after the headline "Manchester United are rubbish" appeared on its ticker during a television news broadcast. The BBC said the headline was written when someone was learning how to use the ticker. Ko ina na pūrongo, hakinikina.